An aging stock of low-income housing in Bloomington Normal is causing tension between tenants and landlords. Twin City landlords are cited more than 3,000 times a year for housing code violations. Because of their age, many of the rental units are in a chronic state of disrepair. Compounding the problem is that Bloomington and Normal each have only two housing inspectors to oversee more than 20,000 rental units. And there is little pressure on landlords to change. A 2015 League of Women Voters study found a more than 300% increase in the number of people seeking subsidized housing in the last 15 years. GLT's Judy Valente starts an investigative series today, Landlord v. Tenant, chronicling the odyssey of one mother trying to find quality, affordable housing for her family.
On the day Candace Gales moved into her apartment at 610 South Linden in Normal, she says she sat down on her front step and wept.
All you could do was cry. It's like, I can't bring my kids into this place. You know, there was blood splatters on the wall. The stove was years of grease just caked on. I had to take a gum scraper. I don't know what the painters usually use it. And scrape the grease like off of the stove. There was dust everywhere. You literally needed a hazmat suit to come in here.
Gail says she called her landlord, who had assured her the apartment would be cleaned by the time she and her four children moved in.
When I called the landlord and told him, I said, you know, I thought the cleaners were going to come in and clean and get everything ready for me. It's like, well, you know, I thought I was doing you a favor by letting you move in. You know, you explained you needed a place to stay, and this is the thanks that I get. And I'm like, I wouldn't let a stray dog live in these conditions, be in this apartment like this.
Gales's landlord, Bernard Dotson, declined repeated requests for an interview. He owns several low-income housing units. He's one of about 200 landlords countywide who participate in the federal Section 8 housing program. That program guarantees landlords payment of a portion of the rent they charge their tenants.
When we did move in, we got ate up by spiders. He ended up calling the pesticide people out. I mean, it was just disgusting.
Gales' story is familiar among tenants who must compete for a shrinking number of affordable units. A GLT review of Bloomington and Normal rental housing inspection reports shows many landlords who rent to low-income tenants keep properties in constant disrepair. Greg Trummel, Normal's chief housing inspector, says multi-unit rental properties must be inspected at least once a year. But with two inspectors to monitor nearly 9,000 units, it's a struggle.
There's a fairly in-depth list of things that we're looking for, but at the same time, it's probably a 5 or 6 minute inspection inside and outside the building. We're not operating every window, swinging every door. It's pretty much a visual inspection, and if, you know, we see obvious things.
Inspection reports obtained by GLT Radio through the Freedom of Information Act show Dotson was cited for numerous violations in the last 3 years, including leaking plumbing fixtures, inoperable smoke alarms, and missing windows in his units. Gales' monthly rent is $750, and she pays her own utilities.
Why do I deserve to be treated like this? Because I'm low income, because I have Section 8? Is that, you know, what it is? I like a clean house. I like pictures on the walls. This is already not to my standards, but I needed a place to stay.
Gales had difficulty with her previous landlord as well. She says her previous landlord refused to return the $995 security deposit. She was working at a part-time marketing position at the time, and the security deposit was money she was counting on to help her find a new home in Tennessee, where she planned to move after being offered a full-time job there. Emily Petrie, an attorney for Prairie State Legal Services, said she contacted Gales' landlord, Andrew Hollins, seeking to resolve the dispute over the deposit.
They were just really angry that she had moved out because they said she didn't properly give notice. And then asking for the rest and damages that really she didn't do. There were a few, you know, normal wear and tear things.
The landlord also reported Gales to the housing authority, claiming she owed him money. A complaint like that from a landlord could cause the tenant to lose eligibility for Section 8 help. Petrie says the landlord agreed to rescind his complaint if Gales agreed to give up any claim to the security deposit.
And our client wanted to accept that because she was ready to move on.
Hollins, the landlord, refused to speak on tape to GLT News. He said in a brief telephone interview he considered the matter resolved.
Tomorrow in the GLT series, Landlord v. Tenant, how a tenant complaint to a landlord and city inspectors is no guarantee of a quick fix. The story of a 13-day bathroom sewage backup and a look at tenant rights coming up in Landlord v. Tenant tomorrow.